I want to reiterate what was said just now.
好，我现在在大概做一个我们所说过的一些概要。
It is very important to grieve, but it's also very important to remain within hope.
对一些失望的事情哦，有一种哀悼的神情是好的，但是存有盼望是更好的。
And that is very much the state of Jewish people in Jewish life.
这对犹太人来讲，也是他们的历史，也是他们的生活。
We grieve when we do not bring forth the river of delight. When we don't bring forth the river of delight, we do grieve, and that's very important.
当我们没有办法呢，把这样喜悦的生命河流带出来的时候，的确，我们心中也哀悼。
But because of the revelation of Torah and our experience of the living God, we remain within hope, and that is great joy.
但是因为妥拉的启示及这一位永生神的同在，他的喜悦，这带给我们盼望，而盼望是喜悦的力量。
And within family, there is truly always hope.
那当然，在家里面呢，在家庭里面呢，也总是有盼望的。
It's as the author of Hebrews chapter 4 says, quoting the Psalms.
就如同希伯来书的作者呢，在希伯来书第四章里面，他引用诗篇说。
The Lord said, "There is a day, and that is today, where you may enter into my rest."
主说有这样的一个日子，也就是现在啊，今日你就可以进到我的安息中。
When we our eyes are open, we can choose to now enter rest.
当我们的眼被打开之后，我们就可以选择当下现在进入这样的安息里。
Because the truth it never fades away.
因为真理是永远不会褪色的。
And that's how I want to begin our study of the New Testament passages.
好，所以我们现在要从新约的经文里面来看看这些圣经的概念。
What I presented to you in the previous session, I would say is the essence of Torah.
在第一堂课我跟各位分享的呢，就是关乎妥拉的本质。
My rabbi says to me that all of Torah is reconciled in two verses.
我的拉比跟我讲说，所有的妥拉呢，都可以在两节经文里面啊来找到。
And that is coming together as the clashing clouds of a storm almost in Exodus chapter 33.
是从这个出埃及记三十三章啊，那带着这个闪电雷轰后云这样子看的一个经历。
Where it says that God spoke with Moses face to face.
在出埃及记三十三章里面有提到说，神对摩西说话是面对面。
And then later in the chapter says that man cannot see my face and live.
但是呢，在同一章后面一点的经文，他又说，人不能够见我的面而存活。
The reconciliation of these two verses is the point of all of Torah, what all of Torah is doing.
那这两个经文当中这种彼此矛盾，如果能够达到和谐一致和好的话，你就可以找到妥拉的权益了。
And that the Garden of Delight is the only place within which we can see the face of God and live.
唯有在喜悦的园子里面，我们才能够见神的面而得以存活。
So that is Torah.
这个就是妥拉。
That is the wisdom, the teaching instruction of God.
这个就是神的教导跟指示的智慧。
And therefore, when we start to move into New Testament passages,
所以现在呢，我们开始要进入到新约的经文。
My hope is to help give you the freedom to embrace it.
我希望各位能够就是通过这些教导呢，你能够得到自由来拥抱这些经文。
Because I know what is usually taught to us.
因为我很熟悉我所学习到的这些。
That the New Testament says that the law, that the Torah is law, and that's opposed to grace, and that's put done away with by Yeshua.
因为在新约里面一般的教导是说，这个妥拉就是律法，那这跟恩典呢是相反的，而且耶稣来已经成全了律法，所以这不要妥拉了。
It makes me weep inside every time I hear that the Torah is God's wrath.
但是每次啊，当我听到人们说，哦，律法就是他们把妥拉就解释成为律法啊，那这律法就是上帝的怒气，哦，我里面就非常的哀伤。
And then Yeshua is revealed the grace of God.
那耶稣呢，才把神的恩惠显明出来。
Now, of course, Yeshua is the grace of God.
当然，耶稣是神的恩惠。
But Yeshua is the Jewish Messiah.
但是耶稣也是犹太人，他是犹太人的弥赛亚。
And so let's go to hear from Yeshua his teaching about what does he say about Torah.
因此我们现在就直接来看看耶稣对妥拉是怎么说的，他是怎么教导妥拉的。
So for this let's move to Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 and 20.
好，我们来看马太福音第五章十四节跟二十节。
This of course is the famous Sermon on the Mount.
这个是大家都很熟悉的登山宝训。
And that the context is much longer than these few verses, but this is all we will deal with today.
但是呢，这短短的几节里面啊，它的上下文还有很多的内涵。不过我们今天就看这几节。
So let me give a context for these verses, and then you can read it in Chinese.
好，那我也先告诉各位，就是它的背景，然后你自己可以读。
What is happening here in this passage?
那在这段经文里面，当时候的处境是怎样呢？
In the Sermon on the Mount, Yeshua is being introduced to the masses of Israel.
在登山宝训里面啊，就是耶稣是对着很多的犹太人在讲道。
And he is introducing himself as a rabbi, a teacher of Torah.
当时候他怎么介绍自己呢？他介绍自己呢，是一位老师，是一位教师，是一位妥拉的拉比，教导妥拉的拉比。
Up until this point, he's about 30 years old, and we're not told practically anything of how the people know Yeshua.
在这个时间之前呢，这时候他大概30岁，我们没有任何关于耶稣的资讯。
But now, after being immersed in the water, the 40 days in the wilderness, now he is ready to begin his ministry as a rabbi.
但是在约旦河洗礼之后，然后在旷野40天，他开始正式要以拉比的身份开始他的事工。
He's not a pastor preaching in a church.
他不是在教会里面讲道的牧师。
These things don't exist yet. These things do not yet exist.
因为当时候还没有这些东西。
Yeshua is an itinerant, a teaching rabbi.
所以呢，这个耶稣是一个自由的啊，我们说自由作家，他是自由的讲道者。
And this is his first initial introduction of teaching to the people of Israel.
因此，这是他非常首次啊，公开啊，对这个以色列百姓来传讲的一个处境。
And so what he is going to now do is he's going to bring clarity to the people of Israel.
那么，以身为拉比的身份，他现在要做的就是要把妥拉教导里面妥拉的教导呢。清楚地呈现给犹太人。
The most popular teachers of Israel were the Pharisees.
当时候在犹太人当中最受欢迎的这个妥拉的教师呢是法利赛人。
Now whatever you think you might know about the Pharisees, you're probably wrong.
不管你现在脑海里面对法利赛人的观感如何，我告诉你，你可能里头想的这个观感是错误的。
Sorry to be so blunt, but I've been in many churches and heard so many sermons about Pharisees.
对不起，我这么直截了当说，但是因为我到过太多教会，所以我听过很多人对法利赛人的观点。
The people loved the Pharisees. Why? Because they were trying to make God accessible to everyone.
事实上，当时候的犹太人非常喜爱法利赛人，为什么呢？因为法利赛人努力要让神就是关于神的真理以及神，让一般的百姓能够接近，能够领受。
Now, but we'll leave that for another topic of another time.
不过呢，这个主题我们另外的时间再来说。
But in this time, the Pharisees, amongst the Pharisees, well, there's many different kinds of Pharisees.
可是在这个时代里面就是这个耶稣登山宝训的这个背景里面呢，有很多的不同支派的法利赛人。
Just like there's many different kinds of Christians, there's Presbyterians and there's Baptists and so forth.
就如同现在我们基督教里面有不同的宗派，有长老教会，有浸信会，不同的宗派。
But you're all Christians.
但是你们都是基督徒。
And so also in the Pharisees, there are two main schools of thought.
那当时的法利赛人呢，也有两个主流的派别。
Many different rabbis and many different kinds of Pharisees, but essentially two big schools of thought.
很多不同的拉比，不同的这个法利赛人，但是最主要有两个派别。
One school is the school of Shammai. This is the name of the head rabbi.
其中有一派叫沙买。
And the other school is the school of Hillel.
那另外一派叫 Hillel.
And these are the main two big schools.
当时候这个就是这个法利赛教派里面两大学校。
And they're always arguing with each other on their interpretation of God's word.
那这两派呢，常常对于神话语的阐释有很大的争论。
Shammai says this, Hillel says that.
所以沙麦这么说，那 Hillel 有另外的看法。
Well, which one is right? Who is correct?
到底谁讲的才是对的呢？
How are we to learn, live our lives? They are the teachers of the Torah.
那他们是教导妥拉的老师，他们有这么大的争论，那我们要怎么样活呀？
Some people think that it's these two rabbis, Shammai and Hillel, that Yeshua was talking with in the temple.
有些人认为耶稣这时候就是讲话的对象就是这两派的法利赛人。
When he was just 13 years old. Remember when he went to Jerusalem at 13?
13?
When he was a youth.
Okay. 好就是他13岁的时候在耶路撒冷哦记得吗那一次他在圣殿里面。
And so Yeshua knows the teachings of the rabbis very well.
因此耶稣对当时候拉比的教导是相当熟悉的。
And he also teaches in with their methods of teaching, very, very good teaching methods.
而且耶稣教导的方式呢事实上也是当时犹太拉比教导的这个教学法啊那非常好的一些教学法。
For example, the parable is a rabbinic invention.
比方说耶稣喜欢讲比喻故事这是拉比所发明的一种传讲真理的方法。
So these schools of thought have all these different oral traditions of how to apply the word of God.
因此不同的派别有它不同的口述传统教导这个信徒们怎么样去运用在他们的生活里。
Just like some churches want communion every week and other churches want it only four times a year.
比方说有些教派呢他每个礼拜都要守圣餐有些呢是一年守四次。
Well, which one's right? What should we do?
那到底哪一派才是对的啊我们应该怎么办呢
well, it's the same thing in the Jewish world.
所以在当时犹太人的世界 里面也是如此。
And so this is what, he will now, what Yeshua as a new rabbi will now do for Israel.
所以现在耶稣一个新的拉比他在对以色列百姓所做的事。
He's going to start talking about all the hot topics of his day, all the big debates.
所以呢他要跟这些犹太人讲当时最热门的话题。
And he says again and again, you have heard that it was said.
所以你看耶稣常常在讲到说他说你们听说怎样怎样
That is an oral tradition of the rabbinic teaching.
这个就是拉比的教学里面所引述的口述传统
But I say unto you and now he gives his interpretation of the Torah.
然后接下来他就会说但我告诉你们
So often we are taught that Yeshua is now giving a new Torah, a higher, more spiritual Torah.
因此我们所明白的不是说耶稣现在给你一个新的妥拉一个好像更高层次的妥拉不是
well, we will see that what Yeshua was doing was giving the original intention of the Torah
耶稣所做的是把这个原始妥拉的这个定义这个真实的含义教导出来
so for example
举个例
one of the hot topics is divorce
当时候一个很热门的话题呢是离婚
Is it okay to divorce as many times as you want and marry as many times as you want? Is that okay?
可以离婚吗你要离几次就离几次然后再结婚几次就再结婚几次吗
well, you,
可以吗
Well, Moses said
摩西说
that, you can, that if your wife displeases you, you can give her a certificate of divorce.
摩西说如果你的妻子不讨你的喜悦你就可以开离婚证明把她给离掉了
So the rabbis are discussing and they're trying to figure out what does it mean if she displeases you
所以这些拉比就在那边争论说如果妻子不讨你喜悦这什么意思
That's the condition on which you can divorce
因为摩西说在这样的条件下妻子没有办法讨你的喜悦你就可以把她给离掉
So the house of Hillel, what did they say?
那么这个希勒派又怎么说呢
They say that displeasing means well if she burns your toast she can divorce her
这个希勒派的就说如果她不小心把你的大那个脚趾头给烧到了让你很不舒服你就可以把她给离了
But then the house of Shammai what did they say
那沙麦这一派又怎么说呢
Shammai said no
小曼说不。
Displeasing means if she sleeps with another man, if she's unfaithful to you.
不讨丈夫的喜悦，意思是她外面有男人，然后她不忠。
Then and only then is she displeasing, and therefore may you divorce.
只有那个时候，她不讨丈夫的喜悦，你才可以把她给离掉。
Why? Because she has brought death into the marriage. It's dead.
为什么呢？因为这样她把死亡带进了他们的婚姻中。
And of course, that's the same for man or for woman. You are unfaithful, you bring death into the house.
当然对丈夫跟妻子都是这样的，如果你不忠的话，你就为你的家庭带进了死亡。
So that's the two schools of thought.
因此这是当时主流派的想法，两派。
And the common people are wondering, okay, so do we have communion four times a year or every week?
所以一般人呢，就像我们今天在想的，我们到底是每周领圣餐呢，还是一年领四次啊？
Well, not really, but that's the comparison.
啊，当然当时他们不是讨论这个问题哦，但是可以这样来对比一下。
Who's right? Which school of thought is correct?
到底谁才对呢？哪一派的讲法才正确？
So Yeshua is now coming as a rabbi.
因此耶稣现在以拉比的身份进来了。
And that's what the Jewish Messiah must be, a teacher of the true Torah.
所以犹太人所期待的弥赛亚就是要做这样的工作，他是妥拉真实的教导教师。
And he will bring clarity from God to the people of Israel. You have heard that it was said, but I say to you.
他可以把正确清楚的阐释从神那边带给百姓们啊。所以他常说，你们曾听这样说，但是我告诉你们。
And he will give the answer. What did Moshe mean by saying it's displeasing?
然后他就把答案给他们说，当摩西说妻子不讨丈夫喜悦的时候，是什么意思？
And you can go and find the answer yourself, as I'm sure you have already.
啊，讲到这里，回去答案就自己各位可以查。
And he goes from one topic to another, divorce, judging one another. Prayer and so forth and so forth.
所以他就着当时候的话题啊，从离婚谈到论断，然后不同的话题一个一个来教导。
So that's the big context as to what is happening here.
因此，这是这段经文所发生的背景资讯。
And the conclusion is that people were amazed at his authority.
那么结论是什么呢？在当时候的百姓听完耶稣的教导之后，他们都很讶异。他传讲的那种权柄。
Now some people read that, non-Jewish people read that and think, oh, that means he must have spoke very loud.
有些不是犹太人的人啊，读了这一段以后讲说，哇，他们对他的权柄很感惊讶啊，他们就认为说啊，是不是他讲很大声
？Very strong preacher.
啊，所以强有力的讲道。
Well, no.
啊，不是的。
In the Jewish world.
在犹太人的世界里
When you speak with authority,
当你看到说他的传讲带着权柄
It means you are quoting many rabbis, many previous teachers, many sources.
意思是他引用了很多其他拉比的教导 其他的资源
In order to sustain your teaching, you say, it was said by Rabbi so-and-so, who quoted Rabbi so-and-so, who said by Rabbi so-and-so.
为了要让你自己的传讲呢站得住脚，你就要说，这个拉比呢这样说，他引用另外一个拉比，他这样说，这个拉比呢又引用另外一个拉比，他这样说。
And the longer list of rabbis, the greater your authority.
So this name. I said so this name. That's all in Japanese. 所以呢。你这个引言呢、啊，那个人名越长，表示你的权柄越大。
Now what do we not find Yeshua doing here?
但是在这里我们发现耶稣没有做什么事呢？他没有做怎样的事
？He quotes no one.
他在这里呢，没有引用任何一个人说的。
His authority was from God Himself.
因为他的权柄是直接从神而来的。
He spoke as one who had authority, means his authority was God himself, the author of the Torah himself.
好， 他传讲带着权柄，是因为这权柄的源头是在神那里，他是从神，就是妥拉的源头那边得来的权柄在传讲。
Which is why they are amazed at his authority.
这是为什么我们看到经文就记载着说，众人就对他的权柄啊，在讲教导的权柄呢，感到惊讶。
So that's the context. That's what's happening. Yeshua as a rabbi is teaching Torah.
所以这是当时候的背景啊。那他是一个耶稣是一个拉比，他正在教导妥拉。
And he is teaching the correct Torah.
而且他教导正确的妥拉。
All areas of life that would then translate into living in a peaceful home as a peaceful people.
生命中的很多的处境呢，都可以透过妥拉的这样的一个眼光，好，然后带进，而且带回到平安的家，在家中的一个平安。
Which then goes back to what we were exploring in the previous session.
那这个观念呢，可以追溯到我们在上一堂所跟各位分享的。
Which is the foundation of Torah itself.
那上一堂所讲的就是妥拉的根基。
So please read from, Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 20.
因此，请各位自己回now or go home.
No,
now,
no, no, no.
Oh, okay. 5:14-20.我们一起来看马太福音第五章14-20。好，我们翻到，如果手边有圣啊，对不起，是从13-20，翻到我们可以一起同声开口来读，请。你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的；但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
So where I want to begin in terms of Yeshua's teaching is with the famous teaching, "You are the salt of the earth."
好，我要从耶稣很有名的一段教导开始，就是你们是世上的盐，世上的光。
It's a very odd teaching.
这是一个很古怪的一个教导。
To modern people.
对现代人来讲。
Modern people, well, what is salt to you?
对现在而言，盐巴代表什么？
On the table, you might have a little salt. You bought it for a few pennies or something.
餐桌上呢，你可能花个少少的钱就可以买到一瓶盐。
Well, in the biblical world, salt was very significant.
但是在圣经的时代里面呢，盐是相当重要的。
Salt, it was and is still today, is used as a preservative.
那盐常常在当时候以及到现在都用来做保存食物的。
If you want to preserve meat, well, you put salt in it and you preserve it.
所以你要保存肉啊，还是任何的食物啊，你就用盐来腌。
Like your wonderful salty fish, for example.
比方说各位这里有很好吃的咸鱼。
Oh, but also your body, it needs.In order to live.
另外，我们的身体也需要有盐分才能够活。
Healthy salt, such as what we call today, Celtic salt.
这个健康的盐呢，就像那个 Celtic 某一种这个盐哦，一个特别的盐。
Adds to the health of your body.
这样的盐可以增进你身体的健康。
It's chemical salt that takes it away.
但是呢，那种化学的盐呢，就会败坏你的身体。
But without salt in the body, we die.
但是我们的身体里面如果没有盐会死的。
Which is why if you take a long desert journey, at the end of the day, you have to drink very salty soup.
啊，这是为什么？如果你在沙漠里面走了一整天了，很长的一天，最后呢，你要喝一碗很咸的汤。
Because in your dehydration, you lose too much salt and you die.
否则呢，你失水过多，盐分失去过多，会因为这样死掉的。
So, literally, salt gives life.
所以盐是给予生命的。
It is a preservative, it's a purifier, and it gives you life.
它可以保存，它可以洁净，它也可以赐你生命。
It is necessary for human life.
所以盐对人的生命来讲是绝对必要的。
And so many places in the earth have no salt in it.
在这个地面上有很多地方是没有盐的。
And then other parts of the earth has very deep veins of salt.
但是在地球的其他部分呢，有很深的这个盐田。
And so because of its essential role in life and its being somewhat rare, in the ancient Near East it was worth its weight in gold.
因为它对生命是绝对必要的，而有些地方又都没有盐，因此在古代的世界里面，这个盐的价值跟黄金一样贵重。
Which simply means that it's very, very precious. It's very expensive.
啊，简单说就是很贵，而且非常的这个珍贵。
But in Yeshua's day, when you had salt on your table, it's not in a nice little glass bottle.
在耶稣的时代呢，当你饭桌上有盐啊，它不是用这个很漂亮的小瓶子装的。
Because it would be harvested from the earth, you would have these plates or bowls, and in it would be salt.
因为它是要从这个地去采收，所以是用一个碗啊，大的碗或盘子装的。
And mixed together with it is earth.
但是采收来之后呢，这个盐当中也有这个泥土。
It clumps of salt with earth in it together.
因此呢，你就看到这个盐巴跟泥巴混在一起的这样一块。
And so what you do when you're eating in your table is you take your pita, you dip in the salt, and you eat it.
啊，那我们在饭桌上呢，就是拿起我们的这个面包，然后就沾着盐巴这样吃。
And so when as you're eating it, the salt gets less and less, and the earth is remaining.
好，那在这样的光景里面呢，这个那一块啊。盐巴跟泥土的盐就越来越少，然后就剩下越来越多的泥土。
When you finish eating all of your salt, all that is left is earth, and you throw it out onto the street.
因此把盐啊，沾着盐都被沾掉了以后，所剩下的就是泥土，你就把它倒在街上。
And thus Yeshua's example, if you lose your saltiness.
所以这是耶稣在这里所举的比喻。如果你的生命失去了咸味，
then you will be cast onto the street and trampled on by men.
你就会被丢到路上，然后被人家踩在脚底下。
Well, of course, when have you ever had salt that lost its saltiness? It's impossible.
那盐怎么可能失去咸味呢？不可能。
Salt cannot lose its saltiness. That's its nature. That's just what it is.
因为盐巴的本质就是咸，所以它不可能失去它的咸味呀。
So now let's put the pieces together. What is Yeshua saying?
好，那么现在我们就来想想看，耶稣在这里到底要说什么？
You, the people of God, are the salt of the earth.
你们神的子民就是地上的盐。
Because you are the people of God, you cannot lose your saltiness.If you're salt, you will not lose that saltiness.
因为你是神的百姓，所以你是不会失去你的咸味的。如果你是盐的话，你不可能失去你的咸味。
But if you die, well, the salt is no longer, and you're thrown out and trampled by men.
但如果你死了，那么就不再有咸味了，你就剩下泥土，被人家丢到街上践踏。
As your body came from the earth into the earth, it shall return in your burial.
啊，你的身体呢是从泥土来的，那也归回尘土被埋了。
But your life is the saltiness of the earth.
但是你的生命是在这地上的盐，带着那咸味的盐。
Now there's a wordplay happening here.
在这里呢，他也玩文字游戏。
Like I said, man comes from the earth.
就如同我刚才说，人是尘土所造。
Earth in Hebrew is Adamah.
尘土在希伯来文里面呢是阿达玛。
And humanity in Hebrew is Adam.
那人类希伯来文呢是 Adam.
Adam comes from Adama.
所以 Adam 是从 Adama 来的。
They share the same root word.
他们有同一个字根。
So the earth now in Yeshua's teaching is representing the nations, the humanity of the earth.
所以在这里这个土耶稣的教导里面呢代表着、国代表着人类
All the nations who do not know God
列国世圣列国那些不认识神的列国
Sure, they're very religious, they have many gods, but they don't know their creator
是的他们有诸多的宗教但是他们不认识他们的造物主
And therefore they're dead, they have no saltiness
因此这样的国是死的国他们的生命没有咸味
And now Yeshua is looking at his fellow Jewish people, the people of Israel
现在耶稣看着他这些跟随者这些以色列人
In the context of teaching them Torah he just finished giving them many blessings
他呢在教导他们妥拉他刚讲完很多的祝福
And in all the blessings he is teaching them Torah
然后在这些祝福当中他把妥拉交给他们
And the result of blessings is that you come to see God's face and the kingdom of heaven is yours
好那这个结尾呢结果就是你来见神的面那么神的国就是你的
Don't forget he's speaking to Jewish people
不要忘记他这里的听众都是犹太人
In fact all of his teaching is to Jewish people
事实上耶稣所做的所有一切教导听众都是犹太人
Later in Matthew chapter 10 he will send out his disciples and he will tell them go only to the lost sheep of Israel
而且在 Matthew chapter 10 在马太福音第十章里面呢他也把门徒拆出去告诉他们只到犹太人当中
And he specifically tells them do not go to the Greek cities
而且他特别交代他们不要到希腊的城市里面去
You are to go to the lost sheep of Israel and tell them the kingdom is near
你们要去迷羊哦，走失的羊那边告诉他们说神的国近了
Once again he is teaching Torah
再一次他是在做妥拉的教导当中
For God gave the kingdom to the people of Israel as priests to then take to the rest of the nations
因为神把这个祭司的国度交给以色列人要他们把这个带到列国去
But the priests have lost their saltiness
但是这些祭司失去了他们生命中的咸味
the lost sheep of Israel they are not bearing the kingdom and bringing it to the nations
以色列这些走迷的羊他们没有把神的国带到列国去
And so Messiah is coming to Israel to restore them to their identity and call by God
因此弥赛亚来到以色列人当中来重建把他们换回来重建他们的身份
and,
带回到神的面前
and by teaching them Torah by teaching them the garden of delight and garden living
借着教导妥拉以及、花园、哦、就是伊甸园的这种生活光景
he is saying to them you are the salt of the earth and all humanity you are the salt
所以他正对他们说在所有的人类当中你们就是盐
meaning you are that which preserves
意思也是你们的生命是要为人类带来保存的
the image and likeness of God in humanity
因为你们的身上带着神的形象
remember this picture
记得这个图画吗
humanity is created in the image and likeness of God we're meant to reflect his image
人是照着神的形象跟样式所造的是要来反照神的形象的
but all the nations are worshiping idols
但其他的列国都在拜偶像
other images
他们拜的是其他的形象
and therefore walking in the likeness of those idols of stone and wood
因此他们就、他们的生命就按着这些石头木头手雕刻的偶像的形象在活
and so the hearts of man have become as hard as stone
因此人的心就如同石头一般刚硬
God's design is to give the Torah to Israel
但是神的设计是要把妥拉交给以色列
which is the revelation of true humanity authentic humanity
妥拉就是把人真实的人性人类显明出来的教导
and then called Israel his priests
然后神称呼这些犹太人为祭司
and said take this message of the kingdom of the gospel of my faith and bring it to the nations of the world
然后告诉他们把这个神国的信息这 好消息就是福音以及我的名带到列国去
how? By living as the garden of delight
那怎么做呢怎么办到呢就是活出喜悦园中的生命
Just live it, live in delight
你只要活 活出这种喜悦的生命光景。
And thus you will be the salt, the preservation of truth in humanity.
那么你的生命就带有咸味，能够真实来保存真理以及真实的人性。
You will give life and bring forth life to humanity.
你也能够释放出生命，为人带来真实的生命。
Because we're all the same. It doesn't matter if I'm Jewish and you're from Taiwan, if you're Taiwanese.
因为其实我们都一样，不管我是台湾人或各位生活在台湾，哎，我是犹太人。I say you are Taiwanese.
Oh, yay! That's an honor.
And then you say you are Jewish.
That's an honor.
我跟他说我翻错，我说你是犹太台湾人，他说啊，那这是我的荣幸，这样。
What we all desire most in life is truly the same.
啊，不管是犹太人是台湾人，我们生命中真实的渴慕其实是一样的。
We all want to live to the fullest.
因为我们都想要就是活得最光彩啊，能够活出最完全的生命。
Every teenage boy wants to find his girl.
啊，每一个青少年男孩子都想要找女朋友。
And every teenage girl wants to find his boy.
那女孩子呢，也开始想到这个男朋友，她的另一半。
And you know, as I'm being taught by my elders who are 50, 60, 70, that doesn't change so much.
啊，我的这个长辈啊，五十、六十、七十岁的长辈告诉我，其实这些没有很大的改变。
No matter what our age is, we all have the need to be loved.
不管你多大的年纪，你里头都有一种被爱的需要。
The need to be cherished and to be seen.
被珍惜，被人家看见的需要。
And have true companionship.
然后有真实的友谊跟伙伴。
And to be surrounded by the joy of laughter and children.
然后有儿女啊的欢笑声环绕在你的身边。
And to see them rise up as godly men and women and live to the fullest.
然后看见儿女的生命能够在敬畏神这样的敬虔的态度当中成长，然后成为一个喜乐而且活出生命潜力的人。
But Yeshua is teaching humanity of the earth has lost their saltiness.
但是耶稣在这里的教导就是说，这样子的生命光景，这种咸味失去了。
You, the people of Israel, bear God's kingdom, bear His face to the nations.
以色列啊，以色列的百姓啊，你们身上带着把神的国跟他的荣面带到列国的责任，你们的生命要有这样的咸味，但失去了。
And so he says, you are the salt of this humanity of this earth.
因此再一次他对他们说，你们就是人类当中的盐，是地上的盐。
If you, the Jewish people, don't preserve the image and likeness of God, who will?
如果你们以色列百姓认识神的，你不保存着神的名、神的形象、他的脸，那么谁还哪一个国家还能够呢？
This is the mandate from God on the people of Israel.
这是神交付给以色列人的任务。
And therefore, in many ways, it is our responsibility.
因此，在很多方面来看，这是我们的责任。
For the sufferings of broken humanity.
为人类世界里面那些苦难。跟那些破碎，我们要负责任的。
If we don't bear the image and likeness of God, then the rest of humanity will not know how to.
因为如果我们犹太人没有真正的把神的形象跟样式活出来，那么还有谁能够呢？
That is what Yeshua is teaching his people in the Sermon on the Mount.
所以这是耶稣在这个登山宝训上面对犹太人的教导。
And thus he says to them, do not hide your light.
所以他对他们说，你不要把光藏起来。
You are the light of the world.
你们是这世上的光。
Now when is the last time you thought of the people of Israel as the light of the world?
那各位，你什么时候呢看犹太人认为他们是世上的光呢？
Usually we say, Yeshua, he is the light of the world.
通常我们说，哦，耶稣他就是世上的光。
Of course, that's right.
当然这是正确的。
And Yeshua is the Messiah King of the Jewish people.
耶稣是犹太人的弥赛亚君王。
And here he's coming as a rabbi, a teacher of Torah.
而这时候他是以拉比的身份，教导妥拉的教师身份而来。
Teaching them how to live.
教导这群犹太人怎么样活。
As was revealed in the Torah.
就按照神在妥拉所启示的来正确生活。
If you see your brother walking in foolishness,
当你看到你的弟兄行为愚昧的时候，
He has a little speck of dust in his eye. He can't see so clearly.
因为他呢眼中有这个血血目血，他没有办法看清楚。
And you come along and you judge your brother.
但是呢，你却来论断你的弟兄。
What a fool! Don't you see you have a whole tree in your eye?
啊，你真是愚蠢啊！难道你看不见你自己的眼里有整棵大树吗
？Well, this kind of humor and exaggeration is very rabbinic.
这类的幽默啊，这个是很符合拉比的教学法的。
The Pharisees used humor to teach the people.
因为法利赛人时常使用幽默来做教导。
So Yeshua says, "You fool, take out the tree, and then you can see clearly."
所以耶稣在这里说，你这个笨蛋啊，把你眼中的这个树先拔掉吧，然后你就可以清楚看见了。
In other words, stop judging your brother. You're doing it worse than he is.
换句话说，不要再论断你的弟兄了，你所作所为比他更差劲了。
In other words, all of his teaching is Torah teaching, how to live in community.
总之，他所教导的都是妥拉的教导，在这里讲到如何能够和睦同居哦，以一个社群的生命来讲。
So that the community can rise up and truly be the light.
所以这整个社群呢，能够一起兴起发光。
The light of God.
发出神的光。
Now we'll explore more of what that light is when we go to John chapter 1.
好，当我们看约翰福音第一章的时候，我们就可以就光的这个部分再更多来看。
So now, after giving these illustrations to them, he starts to give them clarity concerning his teaching.
好，在做了这些说明举例之后呢，耶稣就开始清楚的来传讲他的教导。
After he says, "Don't hide your light, but let yourself be lifted up so that all can see you."
在他讲完说不要隐藏你的光啊，让你的生命能够被高举，好叫众人得以看见。
And now he will start to identify the source of our light, our wisdom.
接下来他就要告诉他们我们的生命的光的源头在哪里。
And as he says in verse 16. Yes.
好，所以这个在16节。
Read again verse 16.
好，我再来读一次。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
As people see the goodness of your of what you do,
好，当人们看见你的好行为的时候，
you will cause them to glorify God our Creator.
你就会使他们来荣耀神，我们的创造主。
Because we are now living in the likeness of our Father.
因为现在我们真的是活出我们父的形象了。
A son bears the nature of his father.
因为一个做儿子的就有他父亲的本质啊，那个本性在他里头。
If you are a liar, your son will lie too.
如果你是一个说谎的人，你儿子也会说谎。
But because God is light, his children Israel are light.
但因为神是光，所以他的儿女以色列人也是光。
So to bring the light of his righteousness to all the nations.
因此要把他的公义的光带到列国。
And all the nations as his children and humanity will become the same light.
那列国其实也都是神的儿女，也能够成为同样的光。
And now he goes on to describe those good things that you do.
接下来他就描述他们的这些好行为。
In verse 17,
在第十七节，
he now starts to describe how he interprets the Torah.
这里就看到耶稣怎么样在解读妥拉的。
The Torah being the source of wisdom of how do you live in a life-giving way.
妥拉就是智慧的源头，你怎么样活出一个能够给予生命的啊，让别人能够活出来的这样的一个生命。
So that you might become a source of blessing and not a source of cursing.
好叫你能够成为祝福的泉源，而不是咒诅的泉源。
Problem is that here in verse 17, he's using rabbinic language.
好，那我们遇到一个问题，十七节他所使用的语言呢，是拉比的语言。
And so people who don't know the rabbinic language will misinterpret what he's saying.
因此对所谓的拉比的语言不熟悉的人可能就会误解这段经文。
For he says to the people of Israel, "Do not think that I came to destroy the Torah."
他对当时的以色列人说，莫想我来要废掉 Torah， 这是妥拉。
I haven't come to abolish the Torah, but to fulfill the Torah.
我来不是要废掉妥拉，乃是要成全。
Now, usually people come and interpret Yeshua by saying,
通常呢，一般人对耶稣这段话的解读是，
Yeshua will live the Torah perfectly.
耶稣呢，能够完全的活出妥拉。
So that I don't have to do it. It's fulfilled. It's finished. It's
所以呢，我不用做，因为耶稣已经都做完了。
Well, as long as you think you have to do something, you're already in the wrong place.
如果你脑海里面有这种想法说，哦，我自己要靠我自己做点什么，你已经走错方向了。
As long as you have the messages of need and should, you're eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
如果你的脑海里面还是有说，我需要，我必须，那么你的生命是在吃善恶树上的果子的生命，
anyway,
而不是生命树的。
Anyway, Jewish people don't understand what Christians mean. Yeshua did it perfectly, so you don't need to do something.
所以对犹太人来讲呢，基督徒的这种观念说，耶稣已经都做完了，所以我们不需要做任何事。他们没有办法了解这是怎么样的一个想法。
But then you have these shirts. What would Jesus do? But then you have these shirts. Then what would Jesus do?
好，然后呢，我们又有那个 T-shirt 啊，写 WWJD 哈，那耶稣会怎么做 ？What would Jesus do?
So Jewish people receive many confusing messages from Christians.
所以呢，犹太人听基督徒的这些想法，他们觉得很困惑，很混淆。
What is Yeshua saying here?
那么耶稣在这里到底要说什么呢
？Yeshua is using rabbinic language of abolish and fulfill.
在这里所谓的废掉跟成全这是拉比所使用的语言。
These were words that the rabbis used to describe how one interpreted the Torah.
其实这是拉比使用要描述说人怎么样解读妥拉，那他们就常常会用到废掉跟成全这样的字眼。
Let's say that we hear two rabbis discussing and interpreting the Torah.
好，比方说我们现在是两个拉比，我们在讨论跟解读妥拉。
And I say, you know, this is what it says.
然后呢我就说你知道吗这个的意思就是这样
When Moses says if your wife is displeasing then that means if she burns her toast you can divorce her
那当摩西说你的太太不讨你喜悦她烧了你的大拇指你就可以把她离了
And she will say to me No you have abolished the Torah
然后我就会对她说不你这样就废掉了妥拉
Which means no you are misinterpreting it
那当他讲废掉妥拉的意思就是说你解错了
And when you misinterpret the Torah, you destroy it.
但是当你解错了妥拉也等于把妥拉给毁了
And you disfigure God's face.
而且呢你让神的脸呢就扭曲变形了
And in disfiguring God's face, you are hiding him.From the people.
那么你把神的脸扭曲变形了呢就让人们看不见他了真实的他就好像把神给藏起来了
Because God gave the Torah so that his face might be clearly seen by the people
神赐下妥拉好叫他的面他的脸能够清楚地被人们看见
But then so now she starts to teach me
所以呢我就开始教他
and gives me the correct interpretation
把正确的解读给他
and I come now I hear truth and I say you have fulfilled the Torah
好那现在我听见了正确的解读了我就会回应说你成全了妥拉
which means you have given the Torah its fullest meaning you have filled it with truth
那么这时候成全的意思就是说你把妥拉正确的意思解读出来了是满了真理的
You have given it its God's intended purpose and meaning
你所解读的正是神的目的跟意义
And so Yeshua is saying to the people Don't think I came to misinterpret
所以这里耶稣在讲的是你不要认为我来是要错解妥拉
The Torah or the prophets
啊，妥拉或先知。
But rather, I have come to give you God's intended meaning written in the Torah and the prophets.
我来乃是要把神起初写作这妥拉的原意教导给你们。
And then he goes on to describe the nature of the Torah.
接下来呢，他就继续去说明妥拉的本质。
Verse 18, truthfully I say to you.
第十八节，我实在告诉你们
，Till heavens and earth disappear, not the least detail in the Torah will ever disappear.
就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去。
And here he's giving a rabbinic exaggeration to communicate a point.
那这种说法呢，也是拉比常用的夸张法，要来表明一个点。
What is the most stable thing in your life.
在你生命当中最稳固稳定的一件事是什么？
It's always been there and it's always the same and it will always be there.
都会在那里永不改变到永永远远就是很稳定的一件事是什么？
For God holds the heavens and the earth in the palm of his hand and they will never cease to be.
因为神把天地握在他的手掌心中天地不可能废去的。
Even when he restores all the heavens and the earth to a new heavens and earth, they will still be heavens and earth.
就算我们读到说他要重建天地啊，要修复天地，那时候有新天新地，但是还是有天地。
And so he says, as eternal are the heavens and the earth, so also is the Torah eternal.
因此在这里他要表达的意思就是说，天地是永存不废的，那么妥拉也是如此。
And then he says, not even the smallest letter or the least stroke of a pen.
就算一点一画。
Now, of course, he's doing another rabbinic exaggeration to be humorous and prove a point.
那这里呢，这他用的又是拉比幽默跟夸张的方式。
To communicate that nothing in the Torah will ever change or disappear.
意思也就是要告诉人们说妥拉的一点一画任何一点都不会改变不会废去的
Literally, he says the Torah is eternal.
在这里基本上他要告诉你妥拉是直到永永远远的
Well, of course, wouldn't it be eternal?
当然咯难道不是吗
The Torah itself is revealing to us the name and face of the Creator and Almighty God.
因为妥拉所要向我们显明的就是我们的创造主这位全能主上帝他的脸跟他的名
The same God who says to us I'm not like you I'm not a man who might change I'm eternal
啊，这同样这位神对人说我不像你我不会改变的因为我是永恒的
And that is the meaning of my name he says in Exodus chapter 3
在出埃及记第三章里面神这样说这个就是我的名的本质
I was, I am, and I will be I am that which I am I will be that which I will be
我昔在今在以后永在我说我是谁我就是谁现在如此将来也是如此
And the Torah is that which reveals to us the eternal nature of our living God
所以妥拉所要向人们显明启示的就是我们这位永生神的名跟他的本质
And reveals to us who he is and how to live in his likeness and nature
他向我们显明的是他是谁以及怎么样活在他的本质当中
And how to live, the teachers, how the Torah teaches us to live in His likeness.
妥拉教导我们怎么样活出他的形象，他是怎么教的呢？
Are they in the instructions and commandments?
就是通过这些指示跟诫命。
If you learn to truly honor your father and your mother,
如果你真的学会尊荣你的父母
then you will live long in the land I'm giving you.
那么你就可以在我所给予你的地上日子长久。
The key is right there. You want to have length and days, there is the wisdom.
所以你若想要在地上日子长久，智慧就在这里。
Honor your father and your mother.
尊荣你的父母。
Now what does it mean to honor is a very interesting question.
但是所谓的尊荣你的父母是什么意思啊？这又是一个有趣的问题。
And so it's in receiving and living the commandment that we are trained in righteousness.
当我们能够领受跟活出诫命的时候，我们在神的公义上面就好像在被训练。
And therefore he says in verse 19.
因此在第十九节里面他说
Whoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments.
所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条。
Now often people say the commandments of what Yeshua, the new commandments of what Yeshua will bring.
很多时候呢，人们谈到说耶稣带来的这个新的诫命。
But Yeshua is teaching the Torah that was given to Moses.
但其实耶稣这里所讲到的诫命呢，就是神给颁给摩西的那些诫命。
And so what is the least of all the instructions of God? What's the most, the least important?
那么在神所给予的一切指示当中最小的是什么呢？
What do you think is not very important? God said it, oh, it's not so important though.
有没有哪一些诫命你说啊神说了可是你觉得哎不怎么重要啊？
I think I'm beyond that. I think I'm beyond the wisdom of God. I don't need that.
那你认为说哎呀这个很不重要啊、我不需要这个我有我的智慧这个我不需要。
After all, I went to Harvard and you know, I'm a doctor, I'm very smart.
毕竟我上哈佛的耶我是个医生耶那这个不需要。
Men respect me, I'm the teacher.
你要尊重我我是老师。
Yeshua is saying, whoever does not live in the least of God's commandments, God's teaching of wisdom,
所以在这里耶稣的意思是凡没有在神的诫命就算是最小的这些只是活出来的人
and then teaches others to do the same foolishness
而且呢去教别人遵行的那么这就是愚昧人了
he will be called least in the kingdom of heaven
这样的人在天国里面要称为最小的
He doesn't say he will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
在这里他并没有说他不会进天国。
He says he will be called least in the kingdom of heaven.
他说的是他在天国里面要称为最小的。
Why?
为什么呢?
Well, there lies the whole confusion.
在这里呢有很大的困惑。
As long as any of us try to keep any of God's commandments in order to attain the kingdom,
因为如果我们当中有任何人想要借着遵守神的诫命来进天国
That is called legalism.
这叫做律法主义
There's nothing you can do to make God your papa.
你没有办法借着你的好行为来使神成为你的 papa.
It's like your son saying to you, Hi daddy, guess what? I chose you.
就如同你的儿子来跟你讲说哎，爸爸，你知道吗？是我选你的耶。
And the papa says, "You think what you want to think."
那爸说，随你怎么想啦。
Someday you might find wisdom.
或许有一天你会找到智慧的。
Until then, you're the least of my children.
直到那一天呢，你还是我孩子当中最小的一个。
Because a child never ceases to be the son of his father.
因为一个孩子永远就是他父亲的孩子。
And as long as we think that if we pray enough, we will be pleased, more pleasing to God.
好，所以如果我们的想法里面有这种的观念说，哦，只要我祷告过多够多的话，那么我一定可以讨神喜悦。
We will remain in the bondage of striving to find identity.
那么你的身上就还有一些捆绑就是你还没有找到你真实的身份。
But then he goes on and says.
但是他接下来说。
But
但是
whoever shall do and teach them, meaning the commandments, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。
Now this idea of great,
这个所谓的大的或伟大这样的概念
relates very much to the idea of honor.
跟尊荣是相关的。
And honor is in a Hebrew word.That means kavod.
那尊荣希伯来文叫 kavod.
Kavod means literally means a weightiness.
那 kavod 的意思就是重量。
So if you the heavier you are in your substance,
因此你生命的本质上若有更大的重量
，the more honor you may have, you will have.
你就越得尊荣。
That is the literal meaning of the Hebrew word that's translated honor and glory and respect.
所以尊荣、荣耀跟尊重，希伯来文都是这个字。
Now I'll finish with this point.
Yeah. 好，我们我就用这一点来做结束。
He says who keeps these commandments and teaches them.
他这里说，凡遵行这诫命又教训人遵行的。
Remember, the parents are the teachers.
记得我说过。 父母呢是老师。
And how you teach, you are either making your child heavy with great substance of gold.
所以你怎么教啊？你所教你所教导的带出来的结果呢？要不是你的儿女的生命有重量，像金子般贵重。
And thus honorable in how they live.
而且他们活出来的生命是使人可以尊荣他们的生命。
And then capable to stand up and honor you and recognize that you have great substance.
而且他们能够成长站立起来，也知道尊荣你，因为看见你生命中也是有分量的。
Or you're making them least like a feather, void of any weighty substance.
或者你的教导带出来的是你儿女的身量呢，就像羽毛一般的轻。
And thus you are cursing them.
如果是这样的教导，你就等于是在咒诅你儿女的生命。
For one of the Torah words for curse is kalal, which means to be lightweight like a feather.
希伯来文咒诅的字呢是 klal， 它的意思就是像羽毛一般轻。
If you would want to bless your children, you teach them the wisdom of God and His commandments.
因此，你若想要让你的儿女知道得到智慧的话，你就要把妥拉的教导给予他们。
And if there is anything to learn from the Jewish people, it is simply that.
那如果有任何事情你可以从犹太人民身上所学习的。简单来讲就是这一点。
When the Jewish people learn to live in the commandments of God's righteousness.
当犹太人学会在神的诫命中活出公义的生命。
We are blessed in all meanings of the word and have great substance of gold.
我们在生命的很多层面就能够蒙福，我们的身量也有分量，就如同黄金般贵重。
And when we're not, we are weak as a feather and the nations can push us around as the wind does a feather.
但是当我们没有这样遵行的时候，我们就很软弱，如同羽毛一般，而列国也可以就是把我们推来推去的。
But no matter what, you are still a child. You are still in his kingdom. For that is depending on grace and grace alone.
但不管如何，你还是神的儿女，你还在他的国度里面，因为你的身份是单单出于他的恩惠跟怜悯。
Which is why he goes on to say that if I say to you, except if your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
所以最后他说，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，
you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
断不能进天国。
Which means if you are trying to do anything in order to enter the kingdom and attain righteousness.
换句话说，如果你要靠自己的力量做任何事，好，然后来得着公义，然后来进入天国，
then you will fail. Why?
那么你会失败的，为什么呢？
He will compare you to now the Pharisees who did it perfectly. Their righteousness was perfect.
那他呢就在这里做一个比较，跟法利赛人他们的义做一个比较。他们认为他们的义是完全的。
And it's saying that if you're going to depend on what you do, you have to be better than the best.
所以他的意思是，如果你要依靠你的行为的话，那么你要比那个所谓最好的，当时他们认为法利赛人的义就是最完全的，要比那最好的还要好。
Which of course you cannot do, so don't even try, stop.
那当然是不可能的，所以不要要努力借着任何的行为进天国了，停止这样的努力吧。
Simply by faith receive the grace and know the kingdom within you.
本乎恩，因着信，知道神的国就在你的里面。